That evening, the WGBS 6 o'clock TV news report ends on an emotional note as Lana says goodbye to millions of viewing fans.
I can only say thank you, since this will be the very last time I'll sign off. I wish you all only good things and good news. This is Lana Lang saying goodnight from WGBS News. And goodbye.
Okay, everybody, that's fine. Did a great job, Lana.
Sorry about the tears, Josh. Not the most professional way to say farewell to a career.
It's me who should be crying, Lana. Where are we going to find an ace presenter to replace you?
I'm sure Boss Man Edge will find someone, Josh. In the meantime, why not let Clark here do the new solo and get double salary?
I second that.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I have a date with a man who is, well, out of this world.
Sure thing, Lana. We'll see you at the big farewell party tomorrow. Good night, Clark. See you too tomorrow.
Bye, Jimmy. But you won't be seeing me. I said my goodbye as Clark Kent yesterday, which gives me a plausible reason to pass off the party. Then tomorrow I can say goodbye to Lana as Superman.
And each one goes his way. Lana and Vartox dine and express their love for each other high over the city. And Superman returns to his own apartment and prepares for a quiet evening. He's just settling down when Vartox appears beside him.
Vartox, I thought you and Lana were spending the night on the town.
I insisted she retire early. Tomorrow will be a testing day for her. It's her last day on Earth. And for my last night on Earth, I welcome the companionship of a super friend.
I'm listening, old buddy.
The other day I confessed to Lana that only once before in my life did I love a woman as deeply as I loved her.
Yes, I remember the details of your wife Ilira's death.
Lana made the same assumption. And although I cared for Ilira very deeply, it was not Ilira of whom I spoke.
Great galaxies. You're talking about another woman. Someone you knew before you married Ilira?
Yes. We met soon after I acquired my high powers and began using them to protect my homeworld of Veleron. Serena was her name. Her long flowing locks were the same gorgeous hue as the sunset, and her eyes sparkled like stardust. She was like no other woman. We loved each other with passion. Come fly with me, Serena. I have never known such happiness except with you.
Me too, Vartox, beloved. And always wear this dazzling pendant I give you now. Wear it close to your heart as a testament of our everlasting love.
Then, Superman, when our romance was at its peak, strange attacks began against public utilities and services. Many lives were lost, snuffed out by an anonymous extortionist, cold-blooded enough to commit multiple murder to ensure the payment demands would be met. After one such attack, I managed to intercept the mysterious hooded culprit before he had a chance. I've got you now, you despicable vermin. Your reign of terror is over. I'm coming for you. You're not strong enough to destroy me, you killer. One hyperbeam from me will stun you into submission. Now to get your cowardly hood off your face and see what villainous creature is. Serena.
Yes, it's me, Vartox. Your beloved Serena.
But your love for me, this pendant you gave me.
A device, Vartox. A device designed to siphon surpluses of hyper-energy from your body to mine.
So I've been used. I've been an unwitting power source responsible for your ruthless attacks.
Yes, it is true. But Vartox, at first you were nothing but a pawn to me. But then my fake emotions became authentic, deep, and everlasting. I love you, Vartox. I love you.
Love me? Love me? I shall try to get over my love for you, Serena, now. But I shall never forget your treachery and wickedness.
But Var, I love you. I really do, Var. Believe me.
And so, Superman, I lost my first love, my first real love, Serena. I crushed her bogus love pendant in anger and disgust.
Then?
You know how our planet of Veleron perished, leaving me the sole survivor, and how I went to Tynola and married Alira. But I'm ashamed to say the memory of cold-hearted Serena still haunts me the most. I even keep a few crushed particles of her love pendant, despite her treachery.
I don't need super senses to tell me how much pain these traumatic memories must have inflicted on you over the years, Bartox, old friend.
And the two superheroes talked deep into the night. The next afternoon...
It's nearly 4 o'clock, Var, and time for the farewell party Morgan Edge has arranged for Lana. Will you be coming along? I shall go in Superman form.
No, my good friend. As this is my beloved's final opportunity to say farewell to all her earthly friends, I think it prudent I do not attend.
If that's the way you want it, Var.
Yes, and thank you for listening to me, Superman. It's a comfort to confide in a fellow champion who has earned boundless trust.
See you later, Var. I'll be escorting you and Mrs. Bartox out of the solar system. Bye now.
But within seconds after the Man of Might has departed for Lana's party, a startling change washes over Bartox. Why?
It is I, your Serena. You cannot see me, Bartox. You cannot answer me. It is as it was with your first mental blackout. Your subconscious is hearing every word. Now, Bartox, how foolish to stay here and trust that man from Krypton with a woman you love. You were never that careless when our love was in full bloom. Your friend, Superman, is at the party to present Lana Lang with a marriage proposal of his own.
No! The Kryptonian dog? No!
Superman has been planning all along to steal her. Your last chance to happiness. Are you gonna stand by and let that happen?
No!
Then go! Destroy the Superman before he steals your bride-to-be. Superman must die! It's the only way!
Yes, the only way to save my happiness. Superman must die. I'm coming for you, Kryptonian.
And so my exquisite revenge proceeds with the best yet to come.
And at the exclusive farewell party, everything is in full swing. Special guests are there like Steve Lombard, Professor and Mrs. Lang, Josh Coyle, Perry White, Oscar Ashman, and of course, Morgan Edge, who is talking to Jimmy Olsen.
I've known Lana many years, and I've never seen her so happy, Jimmy.
I think the word is fulfilled, Chief.
Yes. It's Superman arrived.
Gosh, I've never seen the dance.
Look at boy, look at him.
Superman.
I'm going to miss you, Lana, much more than you realize.
Our last dance, hey, Superman? I'm gonna miss you, too. Although we haven't been romantically involved since you fell for Lois, I've always felt incredibly close to you, as if you were my own super brother. You will come and visit us on Tynola sometime?
Of course, Lana.
That was a heavenly dance, Superman.
Lana, what's with the tears?
They're tears of sadness because I shall be missing all my friends. And tears of joy because of the wonderful new life ahead of me.
But with his mind poisoned by Serena's implantation of subconscious suspicion, Bartox is spying through an earthly vision beam at Lana and Superman.
How dare he place his hands on my beloved? How dare he display such affection? I will let no man rob me of my happiness, not even Superman. For this despicable act, he shall pay the supreme price. I'm coming for you, Superman!
Can I have your autograph, Superman?
Oh, yes. What a lovely party!
Isn't it, eh? Yeah. That's Bartox!
I crashed through the wall!
Right through the wall! Stop and keep away!
Bartox, what in the world's got into you?
Superman, never will you lay your Kryptonian hands on Lana again.
Hey, Chum, it's me, Superman, remember?
I'd just as soon forget. I'll never let you drive Lana and me apart.
Hey, stop. Listen to reason. He's gone berserk.
Lana, my beloved, I shall take you to safety as soon as I have ground this Kryptonian traitor to cosmic dust.
No, Var, you've got it all wrong. You and Superman mustn't fight, especially over me.
What's going on?
Superman, isn't it?
What's come over, Vartox?
And up the two superheroes soar into the sky above Metropolis.
I shall destroy you, Superman!
I must restrain him. I'll wrap my super cape around him. Maybe I can calm him long enough to communicate.
No, you don't, Kryptonian traitor!
Where are you, Vartox? Listen!
No, you listen, and feel this double dose of Hypersolvo! Ow!
Feels like my body molecules are exploding. I can't even muster the willpower to pull out of this fog. Before I plummet back into the party.
I want to photograph all this.
It's Vartox! Look, he's blasting Superman again!
Now, Superman, take this quadruple jolt!
Everybody get down!
But Superman's down again! Everybody out!
Pictures are getting!
Forget the pictures, Jimmy! Run! Come on!
Oh my gosh! Lana's been hit by reflection!
Lana!
Lana! Oh, Lana, my dear, what have I done?
Whatever it is, undo it fast.
Look, look! Lana has turned into stone!
What?
She's a petrified woman.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Lana,
I'm sorry. Sorry, Lana, my love. It's my fault. It's my fault.
Whereupon, a somber, subdued Vartox voluntarily surrenders to the Metropolis police, prepared to accept any penalty justice decrees for his offense. Although details of Lana Lang's condition are being held from the media, the problem seems beyond the scope of medical science, and eventually it's agreed that Superman flies her to his Arctic fortress of solitude where he hopes he can effect her cure. He gently places the petrified body of Lana in his laboratory, but despite every hyper technique, nothing will reverse the petrification effect.
It's got me stumped. When Vartox's hyper bolt was deflected from my invulnerable chest, the beam must have been mutated by a freak bioreaction resulting in poor Lana's grisly condition. But the moment she was hit, Vartox's anger stopped, and he had no memory of his stupid rage. We both know that only he could have surrounded her earlier with that strange aura, enabling her to leave. Yet he'd no memory of aura-izing her. Vartox has vast experience as a force of good in the universe. I can't believe a champion of his caliber would suddenly lose his mind like that, unless some outside force was at work. A catalyst seeker, setting off Vartox's insanity spells. Wait. It's just a theory. But one of the many pictures Jimmy took at the party might give a clue. I'll go through them. Hey, what's that? A picture of Lana being hit. By rail! My microscopic vision shows that it's not one of Vartox's hyperbeams that's hit her, but a beam from somewhere else. Made to look as if it came from Vartox.
And while our Man of Steel makes this discovery, things are happening in Metropolis Prison right in Vartox's cell.
Oh, what misery. When my wife died, my first love Serena returned to my thoughts. Then, here on Earth, I met Lana, the only woman who could make me forget Serena. And now...
How forlorn you look, Vartox. But you have brought this agony upon yourself. I, Serena, begged you to take me back, to believe my love for you was real.
Great nebulae! Now I know I'm losing my mind. Not only am I seeing the ghost of Serena, but my delusion empowers it to speak.
If only you had listened to me, believed me, we could have happily roamed the stars together.
Begone, wretched spirit! I no longer mourn for you! Begone!
You all right, Vartox? Poor guy's seeing ghosts. And holy smoke, he's going through the wall!
I'm coming for you, Serena! Watch out, Serena!
And within seconds, half a continent away, Vartox lands in a barren desert area devoid of human life.
Serena! Your diabolical deception is over! I know you are here! Show yourself!
I'm curious, Var. What mistake did I make?
I would appreciate a full materialization this time without the shimmering theatricals. There you are. Now I can see you.
I thought my ghostly appearance in your cell was flawless.
It would have been if not for the foolish sentiments of a man unable to forget his first love. All these years I have carried with me fragments of your bogus love pendant. Remember how it used to glow on my chest when it was secretly siphoning my hyper-energy and passing it on to you? I had forgotten about that until I saw those fragments of pendant I was carrying were glowing immediately after your visit.
How ironic. So, using the crystal varying glows like a compass, you've been able to find my exact whereabouts. Yes, my love, I'm still alive. I, too, have roamed far-flying worlds, but only to gain highly advanced skills and knowledge to further my own goals. The principal one being revenge against you for thwarting my designs and rejecting my love.
So it was you who endowed Lana with the aura glow that prompted our intended marriage, and who secretly induced my jealous rages which resulted in my bringing about Lana's petrified demise. Tell me, Serena, how could a mind become so depraved? What's happening to me?
Long ago, I implanted in my lungs a poison lining, harmless to me, deadly to your hyper-energized body. Ever since you appeared here, I have been breathing invisible deadly fumes at you, which are beginning to affect you.
But the effect on Vartox is abruptly cut short by a searing twin blast of heat vision from above.
No! Not you, Superman!
Just think of me as referee, Serena. I'm up here seeing that there is fair play. In a few seconds, my burn-off will remove the last of your poisonous fumes.
Oh, thank you, Man of Krypton. My hyper-metabolism is returning to normal.
It's not fair just when revenge was mine. But there will be another time, another place.
No, Serena. You came to Earth to vent your hatred against Vartox. So go back to it now. Face him.
Tell me, Serena, how does one manage to hate with so much passion? It consumes every moment of existence.
I don't understand.
Would you really have gained so much pleasure if I had spent the rest of my life blaming myself for turning my intended wife into stone?
I...
It has been said the difference between love and hate can be a very fine line.
I'd like to think poor Serena mistook one emotion for the other all along.
I have positive proof it was Serena who petrified Lana, not you, Vartox. I was flying to tell you when I spotted your escape and followed you here.
Wait a minute. Serena, is it possible to undo this stony doom you have inflicted upon Lana?
Oh, yes. There is one way. I will save her, so she and you can have the happiness you and I were never meant to share. Come.
And soon, back in Superman's Fortress of Solitude, the two heroes anxiously watch Serena stand over Lana's inert, petrified body.
Step back, both of you. There will be a momentary disturbance.
Var, can we trust her?
What choice do we have? We must, for Lana's sake.
Perhaps I do still love you, Vartox. Far more than I ever knew till now. Just promise me you will never forget me.
By Rayo, she's done it! Lana's herself again.
My bride! My bride! She's come back to the living! Lana, my dearest Lana!
I'm so confused. What are we doing here? What's happened to the farewell party?
All will be explained, my darling. Let me just hold you tight and...
Vartox! Quick, over here, look at Serena.
Great Veileron, I do not understand.
I'm afraid I do. This is the only way Serena could restore Lana to a living being. By transferring the petrification field from Lana's atoms to her own.
Oh, poor girl.
As Serena said, perhaps she did still love me enough to sacrifice her life to reunite me with Lana.
The reunion will be short, Vartox, because there can be no wedding now. I can't join you in your world.
Why? Why?
Don't you see? It's gone. The aura glow that would allow me to live on your planet. All our plans ruined.
Perhaps the aura was linked with the petrification effect. When one was withdrawn, the other went too. Did Serena know that, I wonder? And failed to tell you as a final act of revenge?
We shall never know, Lana, my dear, if there was any other way.
I know, Var. But your planet needs you just as much as Earth needs Superman.
And several bittersweet days later, after the inevitable farewells, Superman and Lana watch Vartox fly high into the vastness of space, bearing in his arms the petrified body of his first love, Serena.
Lana, my dear, if I know Vartox, he won't rest until he's found a way to duplicate that aura so you can live in his world.
So he vowed to me, Superman. Meanwhile, Professor Lang's little girl, Lana, will go on with her own life right here on Earth.
And Vartox?
I was hoping to go back to Tynola holding in my arms the woman I loved. Only a cruel twist of fate could make my wish come true this way.